Good to have you here this evening. Trust and pray that you enjoyed the service thus far. Sort of like Bruce, I appreciate the songs as sung. Seemed like it's just in line. I thought about the song that Mike, Susan, Sheena sung. Told Leroy, I said, you won't hear that song roundabout, or probably very few of the rest that Ellis wrote, but she wrote some wonderful songs, and that particular song just got a special place in our hearts and our lives, and I appreciate it, and I got most of them. They on cassette, but I still got them. Still got a cassette player, too. Only way I'm listening to them. 2 Kings, I believe it is, 13th chapter. I don't know tonight, to be honest with you, what we're going to do, if we do anything, but I'm going to read you a little scripture. Just trust that the Lord will send what's needed, and if we don't do anything but read, that'll be okay tonight. We're going to start with the first verse. I'm probably going to read the whole chapter, so you just bear with us. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, began to reign over Israel and Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians. And the children of Israel dwelled in their tents as before time. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked therein, and there remained the grove also in Samaria. Neither did he leave of the people to Jehoahaz but 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria had destroyed them and had made them like the dust by threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joash his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked therein. And the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might wherewith he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Elisha died, and they buried him, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. So Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him and recovered the cities of Israel. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the chapter, the 13th chapter of that of the book of 2 Kings. And I just ask that you'd pray for us for just a minute. If we had anything or anything that we could even start with, it'd be in this chapter here. And I've got just a little bit of a thought, and don't know altogether where we'll be able to stay with it or not, but nonetheless, this is what seemingly that of which we have. And it's a old scripture. It's scripture you probably heard preached on, no doubt, many a time, and there's a lot in this scripture to preach on as far as that goes. But the thought that we've got will come out of that of the I believe the 18th verse and the 19th verse. It says, And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria, but thrice. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. The Lord help us in that concerning that of which the king had done here. The king had, he had great compassion in that for Elisha, and he wanted some help because the Syrians was going to overtake them and overrun them. And the Bible says here, and I read it to you, that he told him to take a bow and take arrows. And then he said, lay your hand upon the bow. And he laid his hand upon the bow. And then Elisha laid his hand on it, and they shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. In other words, God is going to deliver you from the hand of the Syrian. And but it was up to the king, my friend, whether or not that he would totally consume Syria. And he took the arrows. He told him to take them, and he took them out, and he smote the ground thrice, three times. And then the man of God was wroth with him, and he said, thou shouldest have smitten, brethren, five or six times, said, then you would have consumed Syria. My friend, I want to talk just a little bit tonight, God being our helper, my friend, about some things that need to be driven out. My friend, there's some things that need to be driven out. My friend, you might think, well, preacher, you've lost your mind. My friend, I want you to realize tonight, my friend, people are having problems with things that they have not killed, my friend, or done away with. My friend, it's about like the old saying, my friend, you buried the hatchet and left the handle sticking out. My friend, we've buried a lot of things, but we've left too many things undone tonight. Yes, sir. My friend, think about it. You might say, preacher, not us, and don't preach to us like that. My friend, brethren, this man, brethren, he could have run the Syrian completely out of the country. My friend, consumed him. Brethren, but he was not able. Was not able. My friend, have you ever heard of crocodile tears? My friend, my friend, we got a lot of folks that'll repent. My friend, with crocodile tears. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm just going to be plain. My friend, brethren, years ago, now I done said that. My friend, round about here years ago, we was in revival. My friend down at Stoner. My friend, well, I wouldn't. We was there. Let me put it that way. My friend, Brother J.O. Jarrett was the pastor. My friend, brother, and there's this man got in the altar one night, and brother, and he wept and he cried. My friend, he did, and after a while, there come a big shout. My friend, brother, and I was standing my friend, right down to the foot of the steps. And Brother J.O. standing right next to me. My friend, and I don't know. My friend, he knowed something. He most certainly did. My friend, he looked at me after he got up and said a few things. My friend, he said, I said, he'd have been better off. He'd repented. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, I thought to myself, well, my friend, he probably knows something I don't. My friend, it was the truth. My friend, how many of you have heard about Rosner religion? Yes, sir. My friend, we got folks that's got Rosner religion.
my friend, they get right in revival. That, my friend, a month later, you can't find them. That, my friend, yes, sir. That, my, they call it roast-near religion. That, my friend, when it, yes, sir. That, my friend, you say, preacher, you aren't going to talk like that. That, my friend, it's just a fact. That, my friend, it's just a fact. That, my, these lot of folks don't want to repent. That, my friend, they repent a little bit if they is such a thing. And my friend, they'll get to feeling better. And my friend, and I reckon their feel better runs out. And my, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, they'd be better off if they'd repent. And my friend, if they'd truly repent. And my friend, they'd be better off. But you know, I've had folks down through the day to tell me, they said, well, I said, I might could get on down the road if the Lord didn't keep bringing up all that I used to do. And my friend, the fact of it is the Lord don't bring him up. And my friend, no, they don't. The truth of it is you ain't never got rid of them. Glory to God. I don't care whether you like it or not. And my friend, just to be honest with you, and my friend, a lot of folks just need to repent. And my friend, they'd get rid of some things. Oh, yes, they would. Oh, yes, sir. And my friend, do you know when the children of Israel went through the land of Canaan? And my friend, they was them in the land of Canaan that the Lord told them to destroy. And my friend, to utterly destroy. And my friend, and wipe out. And my friend, you say, preacher, I don't like that. What kind of preaching? Our Lord ain't like that. And my friend, well, you're going to have to take it out of your book. And my friend, brother, and it's still in mine. Yes, sir, I can read it to you. And my, yes, sir. That's how the Lord was. And my friend, you know where most of the children of Israel's problem come from. And my friend, it come from them people that they did not utterly destroy. And my friend, yes, sir. Yeah. And my friend, if you'll read about it, the Syrians was one of them. Yes, sir. And my friend, problems after problems. And my friend, people got problems. And my, yeah. Brethren, the reason they got problems, they ain't never got rid of it. And my friend, now hear me. And my friend, there's a lot of things. And my friend, brethren, that me and you just need to lay down. Bury them. And my friend, don't leave anything sticking out. And my friend, forget them. And my friend, as much as you can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't ever. I never did talk to my children. And my friend, about some of the things that I done before I got saved. And my friend, I never did talk to them. And my friend, about it. You say, preacher, why? And my friend, number one reason. And my friend, I never did see any benefit in it. No, sir. And I was ashamed. I was absolutely ashamed of those things. And my friend, that I'd done. Yes. Yes. And my friend, you say, preacher, don't you think it would have helped them a little bit? And my friend, I'll tell you what, I believe it helped them not know it. Thank the good Lord. And my friend, I'm going to tell you something else. You know why I didn't? And my friend, I forgot them things. I left them things behind. And my friend, I most certainly did. Brethren, they ain't completely gone. I can tell you today. And my friend, about some of them, but you know what? They ain't no honor. And they ain't no glory in any of that. And my friend, brother, my honor and my glory come from the Lord. And my friend, and knowing Him, I thank God, and knowing He can help us. And my friend, He can help us run the enemy away. Yes, He can. Yes, sir, I know. We've said maybe a good bit about the devil, my friend, here lately, but I'll be honest with you. My friend, it ain't the devil all the time that gets you in much trouble. My friend, it's your own flesh. Now, that fleshly carnal man, my friend, he'll keep you in trouble. My friend, if you listen to him. My friend, brother, I'm thankful to tell you, you don't have to listen. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, years ago, and it's been years. My friend, there's a man, my friend, that was a member of the church I pastored. My friend, this man was about the age I am now. My friend, and I just felt like going talking to him one day. My friend, and I did. I went and talked to him. And I was young. My friend, very young pastor. My friend, as far as that went, but I got to talking to him. My friend, you know what he told me? My friend, he said, Randy, he said, you just don't know. My friend, how I'm tempted. My friend, and how many things come against me. My friend, and he went on and rocked on with that. My friend, for a good little bit, and I'll be honest with you. My friend, I said, well, it just might help you if you just get back in church. My friend, yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. You might not shout the house down when you come out to the house of God. But I hope tonight you can get something to help you on your journey. Yes, sir. Just a little strength sometime, better than none. How did you know that? Yes, sir. Get rid of it. Kill it. Bury it. My friend, yes, sir. Drive it out. My friend, away from you. Thank God you need help with it. Ask the Lord. My friend, see if He won't help you with it. Brethren, He'll help you with your deepest fears. Yes, sir. My friend, He'll help you with your greatest disappointments. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. My friend, I'd be ashamed. My friend, I would. I'd be ashamed. My friend, to hold on to something that I didn't think God could help me get rid of. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've done it so long. It's so hard. My friend, you know we're creatures of habit anyway. We most certainly are. But we find ourselves sometimes sliding into the same old ditch. My friend, yeah. And I'll tell you, them old ruts, they don't ride too good. My friend, no, they don't. Back when we was growing up, they was dirt roads. My friend, we had more dirt road than we had paved road. Yes, sir. My friend, I remember. Brother, and I got hung up in a rut one day, me and my cousin. My friend riding a motorcycle. My friend, and I had one, he had one. Brethren, and I, we was moving along pretty good. And we come to this place, and it was, well, it had ruts. It didn't matter which way you went. Brethren, and we was going too fast to just slow down. But, man, I got off in a rut, and you know what? It rode pretty good. I didn't think about the end of that thing. My friend, I didn't think anybody had ever got out of that rut. I didn't think about that part. My friend, I was just riding right along. But at the end of that rut, brethren, there's a rock about that large. My friend, and that rut was about that deep. My friend, I couldn't get out of it. my friend, I hit that rock, me and motorcycle and everything went. Yes, sir, I hit her. My friend, I said that to say this. You can live in a rut if you want to. My friend, but brethren, one day you're going to find trouble. My friend, yes, you are. Because somebody found a way to get out. My friend, there's a way out tonight. There is. There's a way out of the mess we're in. You know that. Yes, they are. There's a way out of the mess we in. Why, preacher, I ain't in no mess. My friend, it's a funny thing to me. And you talk to folks, my friend, they fighting the same old battle. Fighting the same old battle. My friend, I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not. My friend, going to get on to you tonight, not a bit. My friend, but brethren, you ought to get a little bit of smarts about you. My friend, one day and wake up and figure out you don't have to live in that rut. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, there is a way back to God. You know that. A lot of folks don't think they can. My friend, I've had people down through the years. Well, preacher, I'd come to church, but I ain't going to be no hypocrite. My friend, well, I thought, well, just what in the world are you? My friend, you done claim to be something. My friend, you ain't living it. My friend, what does that make you? I'm not getting on to you. I'm going to tell you enough. You're going to believe me now. My friend, I ain't getting on to you. Not a bit in this world. I'm just trying to tell you. My friend, brother, I don't care what kind of excuse it is. My friend, that's exactly what it is, an excuse. And it won't hold water tonight. No, it won't. My friend, old man of God, got angry. He was on his deathbed. It said here he was sick with the disease of which he died. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, it's the reason the king wept over him. My friend, because he was fixing to die. Listen to me. My friend, and he made the man of God angry. Yes, sir, made him wroth. Said, you should have smitten five or six times. My friend said, now you can only but overcome Syria thrice. My friend, in other words, you ain't going to consume her. My friend, you ain't going to do away with her. Not a bit in this world. My friend, this, it's not. My friend, do you say, preacher, you ought to preach this message somewhere else? My friend, well, the Lord give it to me, I will. But I just happen to not be somewhere else tonight. My friend, no siree. No siree. My friend, it did. It come to me. My friend, and if Crafton got something he want to say after the end of it, he can. My friend, it come to me today. He said, you just need to get a hold of Crafton. My friend, I said, let him preach tonight. My friend, you know what? I was on my way to call him. My friend, the Lord said, I ain't letting you off that easy. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. I just turned around and went back. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you might order. I'll let Crafton preach tonight. My friend, yes. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, you know, when you get into armed services, basic training's rough. My friend, it's rough. They put you through a lot of things. My friend, but the truth of it is they still can't prepare you for the real thing. My friend, I can shoot a gun pretty good. My friend, I always have. But listen, my friend, I ain't never shot nobody shooting back at me. My friend, have you? My friend, there's something to that. My friend, they most certainly are. I just say, preacher, I've just got to get out of this warfare with number one. My friend, and I'll preach it just as long as I can, the Lord let me. As long as you're in this life, you're going to have a warfare. My friend, that ain't what I'm preaching on tonight, folks. My friend, it's all them other things that we've dragging around with us. Got us weighted down. My friend, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, he said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and run this race with patience that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. My friend, you won't know how to get rid of some things. My friend, get a hold of the Lord. Brethren, he'll help you. He most certainly will. The Bible says here, I'm going to reread it. My friend, tell you, do you know why God blessed the children of Israel a lot of times? My friend, and I'll say this, and the scripture will back it up. My friend, a lot of times God delivered that of the children of Israel. Rather, not because they were so righteous, my friend, but because the wicked was so wicked. Yes, sir. Yeah, read your book. My friend, I read you part of it tonight. My friend, he said he had compassion on them. My friend, not because they done that was right. My friend, but he said, because of the, listen on them, because he had respect unto them. My friend, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My friend, and would not destroy them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I promise you, brethren died. Old Job would have died several times had it not been for Abraham. My friend, yes, sir. He delivered him several times. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm going to tell you something tonight, and you may not think so. My friend, it ain't all the time that you get to see your prayers answered. My friend, I've seen prayers answered for people, my friend, that they done buried them. Yes, sir, for years. My friend, but brethren, them prayers that they put up didn't go void. My friend, they didn't go unanswered. They might not have got to see it, but thank God it still come true. My friend, I believe they prayed, don't you? Yes, sir. My friend, pray for our nation. We see that. We hear it. My friend, it's just a cliche to some folks. Do you know that? My friend, pray for our nation. But I'm going to tell you something, church. Brethren, you'd be surprised how much of a difference me and you can make. My friend, right here in this world. My friend, God ain't dead. My friend, no sir, and he ain't got no dead children. Glory, hallelujah. You say, preacher, sure he does. Brethren, if they did, he still got respect for them. My friend, yes, sir, he remembered his covenant. My friend, you can believe it or not. My friend, but that bow in the cloud, my friend, did you know that's more of a token for God than it is us? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, oh, no, preacher. Oh, yes. He says, when I see the bow, he said, I'll remember my covenant. Yes, sir. Thank God for the rainbow. My friend, yes, sir. Thank God for it. You say, preacher, all that don't make nothing for us. Yes, it does. Yes, sir. God put a rainbow in the cloud. Did you know that? God put a rainbow in the cloud. brethren, it wasn't there. It wasn't there before. And you know why it wasn't there before? It didn't rain before. Glory! Hallelujah! Thank God! Thank the good Lord! My friend, there's just some things we need to drive out. My friend, there's just some things we just need to keep hammering. My, yes, sir. And every time we think we ain't got enough strength, just wait a minute. My friend, and hammer a little more. And brethren, there's some things that bog us down. And brethren, we're all different. And brethren, we probably all got different circumstances. My friend, and I'm sure that your circumstance is just as real and just as large unto you as mine are. My friend, but I'll guarantee you, unless we start hammering, unless we start driving, those things will rob us of our blessings tonight. It'll do it. It has done it. And it'll continue to do it if we allow it. Man of God said, thou shouldest smitten five or six times. Said, then might thou have consumed Syria. I don't know your heart tonight. I really don't. Don't know altogether what you stand in need of. I think I'm not the best person in the world when it comes to maybe the times of which we're in. I really don't think I should have been born any other time. I've had a pretty good time living here with the Lord. I don't know how I'd have done if I'd been before this time. I don't know how I'd done if it had been a little later. There's some things, brethren, that's going on in this world I just can't stomach. I just can't handle. I'll wind up in jail, but I'll say this, if I do, thank God it'll be for this sake. It'll be for what that teaches. Okay? I'm honest. There's a lot of things this thing don't teach people doing today. And you can't say too much about it because they'll get offended. And if they get offended, they're going to put a law out after you. Do you know that? That's the day we're living in. But nonetheless, I believe the scripture says that heaven and earth can pass away. But he said, my word abideth forever. I'd just soon stick with the word, hadn't you? I had. I'd just soon stick with the Lord. I believe they sang a song, I'll make it all right. I'll make it all right. I believe Elisha was a man of God. And in the days of which he prophesied against a lot of things that were going on. But folks, did you know it still went on? He prophesied in the days of Jehoash and Joash and Jeroboam. Yes, sir. Preacher, didn't look like it done much good. He prophesied. He done what the Lord have him to do. What was it he told Ezekiel over there? So Ezekiel said, I'm going to send you over yonder to a people. Said, they're not a hard speech. He said, when I send you over there, he said, they're not going to have you. They're not going to hear you. He said, but I'm going to send you over there that they might know that there's a prophet in the land. Something to think about, folks. I think there's not any of us, and I'll just say this, I'll say it openly. There's some things I'm not used to being on the air
lie. They some of the preacher friends kid me now, and they said, you lie. And I said, I think I've always been lying. But nonetheless, your thoughts sometimes come around, well, you can't preach on that. You can't preach that. You can't do this and you can't do that. You're just going to have to pray for me. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to try my best to preach what the Lord gives me. I really am. I've found down the way that it's the only thing that will help is just do what the Lord have you to do. You can't worry about every little old thing that's going on. You drive yourself crazy if you do. Hope you got something out of the message tonight. I really do. Good to have you here.